Hey everybody, welcome back. Another episode of Burger Friday. This is episode number 6. Today's feature was Jake's Wayback Burger in East Meadow, New York. Not the only location, they are a chain.
That's a chain place?
Franchising opportunities available.
I do not believe that.
I don't like this fake surprise.
Jay was fake surprise, and I think that's even kind of funnier after the fact now. Good effort.
Why was it a fake surprise?
Because we started...
No, don't tell them.
Whatever.
Leave it a mystery.
Yeah, you know what? The car ride back was really...
Marvel at my acting chops.
Uncomfortable for me.
Uncomfortable?
Yeah, you know what? Whatever. Let's just talk about this, because I've been waiting.
No, okay. Just tell me why it was uncomfortable. Let's talk about it. Why was it uncomfortable?
Because I really wanted... I just wanted it to be done with.
Was it uncomfortable because you wanted it to be done with?
Or no, it was uncomfortable because my bowels were physically uncomfortable.
Or was there something sharp or just hard?
There might have been a fucking Krusty the Clown thing hanging from your oh shit handle that hits me in the head every damn time I sit in your car.
Hey, man, don't pick that seat.
I can't. You guys are all stupid tall.
Luck of the litter.
Anyway, whatever. Unrelated, but related. I wasn't happy today. I don't know how everybody else stands.
I also wanted to leave as fast as possible because I wanted to discuss this place.
It smelled bad in there. That's also a reason why I wanted to leave.
Before we get into the food, can we each do like a smell rundown? I've got a very specific.
Yeah, hit me with the smell.
All right,
You were eating those cheese fries and you fucking ate them all, and they smelled terrible.
I don't want to get into the food.
Doing the smell game right now.
Yeah, the cheese smelled bad.
No, hold on.
The place smelled immediately. I stepped in and I went, oh my God, this smells like grandma's basement. Now, y'all don't know what my grandma's basement smells like.
No.
It smells like mothballs because she's got a lot of fine frap.
Frap!
She's got a lot of fine frap.
Fabrics?
Are we going? Fancy clothes that she doesn't want little fabrics? Moths and critters chomping on all day. So it smells like mothballs. And then someone pointed out, Ed, you were like, oh, it smells like old grease. And then memory started hitting me of when I was working at
Wolves.
Is there
a grease fire in Granny's basement?
No. It's the smell of like what they use to like get rid of the grease.
Hold on.
I think that's what we were smelling. It was definitely a weird smell.
Yeah, you know what? It smells like they haven't changed the fry oil in God knows how long.
It smelled like they left cheese out for quite.
I'm really interested to hear this because you're the pro on kitchen smells. Like
you are
pro kitchen smells.
Wow,
you are.
Yeah, no, definitely. That the workers in that place don't care. I don't think.
I thought the guy who's taking my order was like super friendly.
In the sense of like customer, like.
Customer service
Social dealing, sure, fine. But like to actually like clean up or anything, it didn't look like the nicest place.
It wasn't like a rotting.
You know what
dirty
the problem
smell.
Was?
Also,
is that the grill area wasn't lit well enough.
Not so much that, but like they just repeatedly just throw. They don't have a chance to clean it. Like in most kitchens, they clean it after every so much is cooked. From like the second I walked in, I just saw the guy keep on grilling and grilling and grilling.
No scrape down. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, no scrape down.
It really, to me, it just smelled like the old fryer.
Yeah, like my grandma's basement.
Here's the other thing: if I'm not a fan of places where you could see the people cooking, I know a lot of people are.
I like it. Well, then you
keep that shit hidden.
With your food.
Yeah, but then like now, but, like, I already, they already
exposed.
Got my money. They already got my money, so now I'm just gonna watch the disappointment roll up.
Well, you know what? All right, it didn't smell good in there. Usually, you want a place to smell good, like Parabel Food Bar smelled good.
Yeah.
You know what smelled like greasy, but like acceptably greasy? All American. You go in there, you know they're making fast food, but like it's not a bad smell. This was like maybe you should have changed the fry oil a little
sooner.
I'd
be cool with no smell. We had that barbecue on Sunday. We were grilling up on my barbecue.
I didn't clean that shit once.
You didn't clean it, and I didn't clean it till the next day. And it smelled like this place.
Okay.
So that's what it was.
It
the grill
like,
just wasn't clean.
Yeah, it was like caked on grease on that
the flat top.
Griddle.
Yeah.
That, yeah. And it was just caked on, and I washed it the day after, and it smelled exactly
I think
like Jake's Wayback.
That kind of reflected on the burger as well. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Start it up.
All right. The burger. When I looked at the burger, I was like, oh, they're smashing the burgers here. I like when they smash the burgers.
Yeah, you and Ed both like whispered, oh, they're smashing burgers. Oh, they're smashing burgers. Oh.
That was a good sign.
Right. Yeah.
But when I looked at it, I was like, ooh, the cheese is all gooey, and it looked good. The burger looked good.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
But when I took the first bite, I was like, I immediately said, I want to say something. It tastes like Steak-ums. And I don't know if you guys have ever had Steak-ums. It's like boxed,
frozen. You know what it is? I've never
it's,
had
it's
it.
It's just meat slices.
Yeah, meat slices. Yeah. Meat slices. And it tasted like that.
There's no
like,
season to it.
Yeah. Generic meat slice.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I like make a Philly cheesesteak, I use Steak-ums because I'm fucking poor. And I just throw cheese on it, and there you go, Philly cheesesteak.
But that's fine.
Yeah, but it tasted like that, and it cost... I mean, it wasn't really expensive, lot, but yeah. Like Steak-ums is like 99 cents.
Yeah, it's cheap shit.
Yeah, it's really cheap.
But this was a patty, not slices.
Okay, but I pile on the slices.
Yeah.
And there you go. You have a burger.
Okay.
And also the bun was like...
what did you get?
I got the just a standard Jake burger, which is like double cheeseburger and nothing on it. I just kind of wanted to go standard.
Yeah, where are you on this, Ed?
What?
You gotta ask these questions.
No, that's
what? I'm letting the man
speak. You asked. That's okay.
Yeah, you're allowed.
You're allowed.
Oh, yeah. I thought I was. All right.
You could speak.
I thought we were all.
Just the bun itself was like, first of all, the color kind of threw me off. It looked like.
Very yellow.
Not that it was yellow. Wait, it looked like dingy yellow. It looked like.
Yo, you know what? It's because
the lighting.
The lighting in there was like really weird. It was like.
Also, you definitely had a different bun.
Okay, did I?
No.
Yeah. No.
I don't think so.
No.
There was two buns.
Like,
I saw it.
Like linoleum. Like the color.
You know what it was? Like, there's like dim mood lighting, and then there's like bright like kitchen lighting, and then there was this, and it was like not mood lighting, definitely supposed to be bright, but it just felt dingy in there, and it wasn't made better by the greasy smell. It was like the walls weren't like crazy decorated. It was just like I was kind of depressed, to be completely
it was
honest.
Not great, and the bun like kind of just by the end of the by halfway through rather it was just like you could
the bottom
see
melted.
Through it.
Yeah, you can see through the bottom.
You can see through it with
I
all
took
the
note
grease.
Of that. That was, did not happen to me.
That happened to me and Ed. And I thought like the overall the burger was just like it was Steak-ums, man. It was very just like. I mean, Burger Friday is Burger Friday, and
I look
forward
to it all
it.
Week.
I look forward to it as well. I want a good burger, and this was definitely. This is one of the few places I don't think I would go back to.
No,
I tried some of the fries. The fries were, average, not at best. Mm-hmm. And the milkshake, I was like kind of into it. It was pretty good, but there was like ice chunks in it. It was weird.
You know what that is? That could be the freezer was too high. Or they threw ice cubes in it, which if you're freezer burning your ice cream, like there's pretty much guaranteed other shit's gonna be wrong in the kitchen. Like
I
said, there's a sense of not caring.
Definitely,
like
in that way,
cleanliness
in the kitchen.
You, would you get? Juba, what'd you get?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I'll just interject real quick. That girl didn't count change very well.
Did she give you more money back?
No, I've spent a lot of time behind registers, and I'm very critical of how people cast count change. This
maybe
burger is affecting my brain.
Got that grease brain.
Yes, but she was just, I don't know, personal thing, it irks me when you count pennies one at a time.
She's ensuring you get your right money back.
Yeah, there's better, more efficient ways to do it, so I'll say.
I think you're just being a nitpicker.
Whoa.
That sounded bad.
Nitpicker.
Juba, what'd you think?
Juba, go. What kind of burger do you have?
You got a different thing than the rest of us.
I got a barbecue crunch.
You know what? Saying that.
It looked like
I had no idea what it was called.
Saying that out loud, that doesn't sound like something I'd want to eat.
A BBQ crunch?
I had a barbecue crunch burger.
I almost got that.
You did. I thought
everyone
was going
to get it.
So then I was shocked when everyone was just like, all right, I got something else. I was like, oh, all right. I got it, and it was just a sandwich of – it was bun, barbecue sauce, potato chips. Not too sure if they were
homemade potato chips.
Were they barbecue potato chips?
Yeah.
Did you catch
that?
Yeah. There were. Okay. Double cheeseburger. That was the sandwich. This was the most plain thing I've ever eaten. The sauce didn't even have a barbecue taste. It just had that moisture of sauce.
Offensive barbecue sauce.
I went to go pick up the sandwich, the burger, and I couldn't find the bottom bun because the grease had just dissolved it. It was
it was very, very greasy.
You just said that didn't happen to you.
No, that was Jay. I said nothing.
Yeah. It did happen.
Because I wanted to say that. Horrible. Because I couldn't find it. It was not there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just it was just a plain taste for something that's supposed to have like a barbecue flavor to it. Nothing. The potato chips were plain. They were blah.
No. You know what the problem was? They were house-made chips that were probably in the dirty fryer.
Well, they were also.
Oh, oh no! I just got
that's
sick.
That's where they come from. But they also, I had like a sneaky chip in my fries. They were like soft because they're homemade.
They're also, like they're like the Applebee's kettle combination chips, whatever they were.
Left some of them soggy, and it was that's just I mean. All yeah. disgusting. Plus, like the cheese that was
they're
yeah.
soggy to begin with. Let alone put them.
Right.
Burger.
Good thing nobody got the Irish nachos, whatever the fuck that means.
I'm kind of glad I didn't get a hot dog either.
I'm
still definitely hungry.
Maybe, like, I don't know. Maybe that's their, like...
No, it's
they sliced the dog, so I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to mess with sliced hot dogs.
But, yeah, just very...
Doesn't Shake Shack do that, too? No. I like them. I think they do.
No, they don't. I think BurgerFi does?
Somebody slices dogs. Whatever, fuck it.
Anyway, that's pretty much all. For something that's supposed to be very, like, tasteful, like, I know...
It was definitely supposed to have that, like, classic vintage burger place, and the only thing that tasted old about it was the food. Like, there is no, like, oh, bringing me back to... Yuck.
1991.
Yeah.
I think that's when it
That's when it opened, yeah.
That's when it opened.
Way back to 91.
But, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Jay?
Yes.
Do it to it.
All right. I just want to clarify that the Irish nachos are house-made chips, home-style chili, cheddar jack cheese, jalapenos, and onions.
I would have thrown up.
What is Irish in there?
Nothing.
Just
the potatoes.
Because it's got potatoes?
It's got potatoes.
Corn that's chips. Racist.
Man. File that.
Okay. File that.
My bun did not dissolve. Apparently, I'm the only person who didn't have that issue. I still was not happy with the bun. Just the texture in my hands and also in my mouth and eating it.
Sorry. It was funny.
It reminded me of like the 99-cent buns you can get at the supermarket.
No,
that,
those are way better.
Wow.
Sometimes they cut it and sometimes they. They
maybe,
just don't.
Maybe the bun would have been delicious if I was able to taste it and have it.
There was, oh, you know what? Whatever. Never mind. Sorry, Jay.
Well, had whatever, just their Jake cheeseburger, which you can put toppings on. So it was just a regular bun, two patties with cheese on them.
Gross.
onions and bacon. And it was... subpar. It really, yeah. I mean, it did look good.
It looked good.
I think that hurt it too. The fact that it was like, oh, this looks good. Oh,
tasted like
it's food.
Doo-doo.
I did twice to double check. I just bite the patty, just taste that meat, took a bite of the edge and tasted almost nothing. Then when I got to the middle, I took another bite, tasted a bit more. And it reminded me, I've never had Steakums, but my dad used to buy these weird 3-ounce frozen hamburger patties, and I never cared for them, and this is what it tasted like. The fries, I got cheese fries, and I was like, these are great. And then all the cheese was gone, and I was just eating the last few fries, and they were not that good. The cheese was awesome that they put on it. It was cheddar jack. Ed says it smelled funny.
Fucking smelled bad.
I'm nose deaf. It tasted good. I dug the cheese
means
fries.
You can't smell people.
I think they can figure it out.
I
stop
don't
degrading
know.
Our all listeners' right. intelligence, man.
I'm sorry.
Good.
All right.
Can I say like one more thing before
sure.
you start?
Go.
I feel like the for them smashing the burger definitely saved it a lot.
There was
worse.
No. You know what? No. I'm stopping
no?
you right there.
Okay.
When you smash a burger, the main goal is to get that thing as close to the griddle as possible. If you have a greasy, dirty griddle, that's what you're getting that shit close to. You smash a burger so it forms that crispy
outer.
I'm not going to say caramelized because there's no sugar involved. There's another name for the reaction that takes place when you grill proteins like that on high heat in such close proximity to thing. I read about it for like an hour.
Wow.
There was right? No, because when you go to Smashburger, you go to Shake Shack, you go to BurgerFi, you get that crisp on the outside.
Yeah.
that browning of the meat that Christies. Seals the juices inside, and it's great. There was none of that here. It was like Dom's sister just commented on a picture. She said crumbly ass burger, and there was no outer anything to keep it like to keep everything
definite
inside
crumbly. Oh wait, but before you get going with it, can we go? We didn't really talk about the Wayback Gold sauce.
I'll talk about it. The doo doo sauce. I'll just talk about it because that ties in with my order. I'm the only one that asked for
it.
I went namesake all the way. I got Jake's Wayback classic cheeseburger. I had it Jake's way with ketchup, mustard, onions, lettuce, tomato.
This is so depressing.
Pickles.
I know where it's going.
And it was just really bad. I really didn't like it. Like it was, I wrote in my little notebook, it smells like an old fryer in here. The lighting is kind of depressing, which kind of adds to the feel of the burger.
Plus the people in there were just,
they have fucking Pepsi.
What?
I don't like Pepsi.
But Pepsi has Mountain Dew.
I wrote,
that's true.
Jay's cheese fries stink.
They tasted good though.
No, I doubt that.
Yeah, and then I wrote a question, kind of rhetorical. You ever eat a food that, like, when you're eating, you know you're gonna feel like shit later because of it? I don't feel like shit.
Yeah,
but it was definitely like it just nothing about it tasted fresh. It was greasy, not like a good greasy. It just didn't do it for me. Like my tomatoes were green. Like it's height of tomato season. They shouldn't be green. Like the lettuce was all right. I didn't mind the lettuce.
The lettuce.
Yeah,
was
you know
all
what?
Right.
That's bad when I'm pointing out the how the lettuce was. The shit that Dom rips off his burger. I'm like, the lettuce was okay. Like that's I'm really digging here. And I got onion rings instead of fries, and the onion rings are awful. They
oh
were,
my god, when you squished,
I will say,
they were disgusting.
They
did you take
down
a picture
and
of the
you
squish?
Immediately?
No, I didn't take a picture of the squish, but I'm like, ah, these look pretty cool, like whatever. I bit into one of them, and it was like melty, burning hot on the inside. I was like, fuck, I just burned my mouth.
That's your fault.
That's my fault, whatever. Like, I wanted to go for it. And like,
that was
the
first bite.
The onion inside was like, it was slimy, like extra slimy. Not like,
slimy.
Not they weren't crispy, they were too bready. They were cooked in that stinky fryer. Like, and then I squeezed one with my fingers at the end of the meal, and it just
dripping.
Poured out grease, like stinky grease.
Yeah,
I really just didn't like it. The burger itself, there was like, even if they were smashed on the grill, like something like the griddle wasn't hot enough, or the meat just wasn't cutting it. The cheese was like just like it was gluing it together.
It looked good, but it didn't taste good.
You know what I found out like while I was eating it, I'm like, I kind of like ketchup and mustard together because there's literally no other flavor that I could like pull out. I'm like, ketchup and mustard are cool. And then I'm like, oh, let me get some of that sauce to the guy who was bringing our food out. He's like, oh, the gold something something
way
sauce.
Wayback Gold sauce.
Yeah. I was like, cool. This looks like a honey mustard kind of thing. And
it
looked
weird.
Like it looked like doo-doo butter.
No,
like,
it straight up looked like brown gravy.
Yeah.
I love brown gravy.
It did not smell like brown.
It did not smell.
It smelled
like
pennies.
It
smelled like pennies.
It didn't smell.
No, it
like
yes, it did.
Like
listen,
pennies.
Nose deaf. 3 out of 4 say it smelled like pennies.
It did smell like pennies.
But then
dude.
Maybe it smelled like pennies. I didn't smell pennies.
It tasted just straight up like mustard, though.
Like, I was afraid for all of you.
It tasted like mustard,
as soon as I
barbecue sauce, and A1 is what it tasted like.
I definitely was just. You put it against my nose, and I was afraid.
Was,
I knew I was not going to taste it.
I have some upstairs. You want some?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
You want me to gag all over your nice microphones?
No.
And tasted like. I feel like it was a well thought out sauce that just.
They tried. Somebody
sucked.
Sat in a test kitchen and was like, let's do this
sauce.
Yeah. And they're like, fuck it. I'm like, whatever. Like, it's fine. It's good
spent
enough.
Days.
Come on. Some people
there.
Like things.
I heard
probably
it was just the fryer oil mixed with honey mustard.
Oh my God.
One person, like, really loved that sauce and then just forced it on the rest
Jake.
Of the company. Yeah.
Yeah.
This probably was Jake, cool. That bastard.
Yeah, Jake kind of ended up in Sordo territory.
Yeah, Jake
Sordo
Jake
is.
And Sordo are probably palling around right now laughing in their convertible
Guys,
Ferrari.
What if Jake and Sordo are the same person.
No, there's no way. No, Sordo's a meatloaf kind of guy, and Jake's just like, ah, it's good enough.
Yeah. Hey, why mess with and like, something that's not broken?
I'm just disappointed. Like, they were like, here's something broken. Like, fuck it. We'll just put it on Craigslist as is. Like, you can just pick it up. Like,
as is burgers?
You call the guy, and it's like, oh, this is broken. Like, yeah, dude, sorry. Like, you saw, like, there it is. That's what it is. Too bad.
Update from my sister upstairs. Must have heard us argue. I'm not just talking about the smell of pennies. She said, smells like pennies.
There we go.
Ooh.
That's four out of five.
Yeah, you know what?
It wasn't
nothing fresh about it. Like,
no.
You go to Smashburger, that's real fresh. All American, that's straight up fast food. And yeah. that's fresh. You could taste it's fresh. Mm-hmm. The fries are fresh. It doesn't smell like old oil or Jay's grandma's basement. It just like.
Y'all got to check out my grandma's basement.
I'd rather not. Just based on your reviews.
Fabrics.
I don't know. I mean, I think anybody have anything else to add to it? Just like, I just wasn't happy.
I have an unrelated point to make.
All right. Well,
so
wait.
You go first.
My point is that I was extremely hungry all day. And I mean, I took it light. I only had the double chi. I could definitely still eat. I had the milkshake, but that's like.
They didn't even fill it all the way up.
They didn't. Those fucking goons.
At Smashburger, they give you the thing in the glass, and then they give you the cup on the side, and you
the
know.
Steel cup. And
you know you're getting
really,
at least 1,000 calories.
That's my favorite thing for
yeah.
Smashburger.
But, I mean, I'm pretty much. Like, I played it safe, and if I were eating a lot of it, I definitely would be sick. I didn't eat that much.
I only ate 3 onion rings. I threw the rest out. They were gross.
They were
not good.
Gross. Is that why you were dreading my fries?
Yeah, I didn't want to.
I didn't know if you were just full or disgusted with.
Oh, I could eat right now. Like, I will gladly go eat, like, something else.
I would definitely eat a slice of
pizza. Yeah. Whatever, man. Oh, you know what? We could talk about the price. It was pretty reasonable.
Price,
yeah, it was
like
reasonable
in the $11 range for a burger.
Yeah.
Onion ring.
I will say for
it was less than $10
for $14 there.
For me.
You can get a 9.
Oh, the
3x3.
It's 9 of their gross Steakums patties with some cheese glue on a substandard bun with grease
which
smell.
Which I want to see one person eat it and then kick them in the stomach just so they know what they've done.
I'm going to put out an open challenge here. If you eat your, if you film yourself eating the Jake's Way Back 9x9.
We will buy you another one.
Yeah.
No.
So they had to buy the first one.
You have to pay for the first one.
And eat it.
And eat it. And then you get a free one.
And then you get a free one
no,
to do whatever you want.
I
want to
see you not throw up after eating it. That's what I really want to say. Because you know what would be even more offensive than just eating one of their burgers? Eating it with a knife and a fork.
I have to think, in that burger, where is the bottom bun? Because if I lost mine in 2 patties.
This is nine patties. They have to like do something special with the maybe like double
put
up
a steak
or
in
triple
it.
Up on the bottom bun.
I don't know.
Whatever. Let's just rate it. I'm done.
My other news though.
Oh yeah.
We'll just little news break.
Nice.
What's the name of that place? There was this place that it was really close by, and we're like, oh, we can go there on a day where like it's rainy or we don't want to go far.
Did you state this on a podcast?
No, but it was a place we had in mind. It's closed. We drove past it today.
Oh yeah.
It was like
it's closed down forever.
Yeah,
it had a for sale sign.
Yeah, we had a
the American
because someone
classic
was like, "Oh, that's
cuisine?
Weird. It closed like it's closed
on
at dinner time on a Friday." Yeah, it used to
that closed down. It was literally open the other day, and we were just like,
"Yeah,
we
it was."
Go there,
and we were talking.
That
about
was
how
actually
they used
featured
to have
on Kitchen Nightmares. Gordon Ramsay fixed that place, and they failed.
Yeah, and it had Long Island's best burger for a couple of years.
People throw that shit around a lot.
Yeah.
But
Doughboy's Pizza on 231?
Doughboy's Pizza. I'm never, ever going to endorse you or eat your pizza again. It is horrible.
Doughboy's Pizza. So they have a big sign that says Long Island's best pizza guaranteed.
Doughboy's.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to go off more like
too.
No boys.
Yeah. I'm going to go off a little tangent about pizza.
Preach.
I will preach about the pizza. Pizza is a lot like sex. Even when it's bad pizza, it's still pretty good. I cannot say the same for Doughboys. It's like getting it's like the movie Teeth. That's it. You're
is
sticking
it like,
your dick in the movie Teeth.
Is it like sex
in the actual
corpse?
Movie
in
or
the
like
movie
a vagina that just eats your
in like the girl in the movie.
Okay, that use your words.
That's Doughboys.
So when you bite the pizza.
The pizza
not, you
bite
know what?
That.
This is going to get real weird. Right, I think
not.
We should just call right, it
burger hierarchy. Pass me the hierarchy.
Oh crap.
Oh man.
Man. Oh, thanks, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Hand that over, sir.
I'm totally going to fucking slam your phone down. All right. Number one.
Number one.
Jake's Way Back. No, wait. Smash Burger. Number two, Bobby Flay's Burger Palace. Number three, BurgerFi. Number four, Shake Shack. Number five, Parabel Food Bar. Number six, Trisha's Cafe. Number seven, American Roadside. Number eight, Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Number nine, All American Drive-In. Number 10, Downtown Burger at Five Points Cafe. Number 11, Cheeburger. Number 12, Jake's Way Back Burgers. Putting it in at 12. Just because it's very, very bad. Really, really. It's just not good. Like, Cheeseburger is pretty... I would go back again. For whatever reason, after number 11, they just fucking drop off the cliff.
You would not go back to Jake's? Like, no. I know it's kind of out of the way, but like, if you were in the area?
I would not go back to Jake's if it were in the area. I would not.
I'd rather get Burger King.
I'd go to Moe's. Yeah, it's right over there.
That's what I wanted to say. I've definitely had Wendy's burgers that were better.
Yeah.
Definitely, oh, yeah. Definitely. Easily.
Without doubt. All right. So 12 is Jake's Way Back Burgers. Got to step up your game, guys. 12, Sordo's Top Bun. Jake and Sordo can go on a date. And number 13.
To the John
Thomas
Anderson.
Can join him too.
That's number 14.
With the exception of
Bobby, who we know who Bobby Flay is. Yeah. John Thomas, Sordo, and Jake. We don't know who those guys are.
They're a bunch of motherfuckers.
The anonymous burger.
I know they're a bunch of bastards.
The anonymous burger monglers are just not doing well.
Not good. Yeah, they can... Jake and Sordo go on a date to the John Thomas Inn. You guys deserve
each
other.
Anonymous Burger Monglers.
You could start that band by yourself. And
I'll join that band.
Oh, all right.
Anonymous Burger Monglers.
All right. I'm also going to add my in the listings or my place for All American.
Okay.
Okay. Go.
Because was not here. Anyway, 1, still Shake Shack. 2, Parabell. 3, Bobby Flay's. 4, BurgerFi. 5, Five Guys. 6, Smash Burger.
Holy shit, that's so sorry. It's just dumb.
What?
No, never mind. Just go. No.
Okay.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just want to make a
okay. 7, All American.
Okay.
8, Jake's.
What?
What? Over All American Roadside.
I never
went didn't go to Roadside.
It's only putting in. Jake's is only beating Downtown Burger because
I agree that
fries were pencils and
yep.
Dude, really?
Questionable.
Yeah.
My god. Ew.
Wait, why? Let's discuss.
I'm agreeing with you on this.
What? Are Let's you discuss. Serious?
Yes.
The burger though.
Oh,
Downtown
no, no.
Downtown
oh, no,
Burger
no.
at least
no.
like that didn't taste like grease ass.
I'm
it
saying
had flavors.
I have Downtown Burger above it, but I can see where he's coming from.
I don't like Downtown Burger.
I'm shocked. All right, whatever. Just go. I'm done. I don't even want to talk about it. It's going to make me sad.
All right, and then, so Downtown Burger and then Sordo's and the John Thomas Inn to finish it up.
Right, so can I just take a quick...
Sure.
Which ones did you not go to then? You didn't go to Old American, Roadside?
No, he went to... He has to go to American Roadside.
American Roadside, sorry.
American Roadside. I missed out on Trisha's.
Trisha's.
And Cheeburger.
And Cheeburger.
Okay, you know what? All those realistically would have been above
Jake's. I couldn't imagine them being below. Also, didn't you say last week you were going to replace Parabell?
I was going to, and then I just thought, and then it might have been something stupid.
Okay.
All right. Jay, run them down.
It stays.
I will run them down. Number 1, Smashburger. 2, Bobby Flay. 3, Shake Shack. 4, BurgerFi. 5, Trisha's Cafe. Top 5, staying the same. Let's keep it rolling. 6, Parabell Food Bar. 7, American Roadside. 8, All American Drive-In. 9, Five Guys Burgers and Fries. 10, Downtown Burger 5 Points Cafe. Top 10 stays the same. Let's keep it rolling. This is where my debate is, and it's time to make a decision. I'm going to put it...
No, if it beats Sordo, I don't know.
No, we have another one in there.
I'm going to put it below Cheeburger. I really want to go back to Cheeburger.
Is not that bad.
Yeah, Cheeburger is going to be at 11. This place is going to slip in at 12. John Thomas is at 13. And 14 will be Sordo's Top Bun. I want to say, making these decisions, I literally started with Roadside and All American and just lining up all those middle places and like almost in my head like, the bun's worse, the meat's worse, the fries are, I dug the cheese, but whatever. And it just kept losing out on every category and it just sunk down the list
for me.
3
strikes. Actually, when I wrote my list out, I got up to number 10, and then I skipped over 2, and then just wrote Sordo's and John Thomas, and I had like a good 5 minutes where I didn't know what to do. But you know what? Here we go. 1, Smashburger. 2, Parabell Food Bar. 3, Shake Shack. 4, Bobby Flay's Burger Palace. 5, BurgerFi. 6, 5 Points Cafe. 7, Trisha's Cafe. 8, All American Drive-In. 9, American Roadside. 10, Five Guys. 11, Cheeburger Cheeburger, because I definitely didn't. I'd go back.
Yeah.
Number 12, Jake's Wayback Burger.
Pretty consistent placement.
Pretty consistent. I would go back. You're the only, you can go back by
I
yourself.
I think you're the only one, man.
Okay.
13, Sordo's Top Bun. And 14, the John Thomas Inn. It's pretty much nailed at 12 for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, if Juba had.
If Juba John had Thomas. 12.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's.
It could stay third 12. I'll do three blanks. Three blanks and then John Thomas.
All right. Well.
Fuck you, John Thomas.
No, I think we don't have to just say that this. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
All right. Anyway. Thanks for listening to Burger Friday. You can find us on the internet, www.burgerfridayny.com. You can find us on Instagram, at BurgerFridayNY.
We have a Twitter yet?
There's no Twitter because people don't use Twitter anymore.
Gotcha.
I don't know anything anymore.
Social media powerhouse.
iTunes official podcast. You're listening to it right now. Search iTunes for Burger Friday.
Rate and review.
Also, I tagged a picture as Jake's Way Whack.
Jake, we have a hit on us.
Jake's going to find you, man.
I don't give a shit. You know what? Come at
Jake
me,
Jake seems like a ruthless dude.
Jake's,
Jake, I don't ever post anything on the Instagram that's all Ed.
I don't care. Joey. I don't care. Hashtag doo-doo sauce. Whatever, man. This is Burger Friday.
Wait. What were you saying, Jake?
I was going to say, you're going to be a lonely hallway, and you're going to lock eyes with Jake, and this will play.
You don't even know.
Dude, Jake isn't even a tough name.
And you will both draw swords. And
I know big men
will
that
stab
love
each other.
I stab Jake and grease comes out.
You love big men?
Da da da! Burger Friday.